Hello?
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Is everybody still there? I started the recording and then it seemed to drop off. Yes, we're here.
We're here, as far as I can tell.
Okay, good. And did you hear the announcement this recording has started?
Yes, and I had just finished my selection when that happened. Do you want me to play one more?
Why don't you play one more, Carrie,
sure.
And then we'll start.
We'll do it. And here's another Italian one for all the Italians.
Very good. Bella.
Here we go.
Ana Noriega.
Entertaining us with your lovely piano music and for setting such a wonderful, relaxing atmosphere for us to begin our special event today. Before I begin with the little formal brief introduction, I know Deanna has joined us since we've had announcements of people who are present. And who else rang in recently, please?
John Smith is here.
Oh, John, how great to hear your voice. Good.
Yeah, I'm going to mute.
And who else is here? And I know you may be muted with star six, so if you hit star six again, you can announce yourself, please. Maybe it was just Deanna and you, John, who came in. I can't remember if it was two or three rings. So a little later in the program today, we are going to sort of introduce those people who are audience members as well so that we have everybody on this recording. So, again, thank you so much. Carrie has been playing beautifully since 20 till the hour, and it's just been a delight. And on this April 14, the Bow 2020 Poetry team and I happily welcome all of you to our this 14th day of National Poetry Month and to our 286th conference call and our very first ever virtual poetry luncheon of Behind Our Eyes. Bon appetit and bon poetry. I think that since we have about a baker's dozen of poems on our menu today and a couple of surprises as well, we're going to start right in. And one of our newest members, Marlene, has been kind enough to write a welcoming poem for today. And so, Marlene, it's up to you. Would you like to just post it on the Writer's Party line, or do you want to share it now? Marlene usually reads from her CCTV, so you let us know what you've decided, Marlene, and we certainly are pleased to hear from you if you just want to share some thoughts with us or if you want to share your poem now or later on the Writer's Party line. It's totally your choice, and we're just delighted you're here.
Thank you so much. I'll muddle through both. I'll post it and I'll read it.
Okay, so. And I forgot one thing, so please excuse me. I wanted to invite Marlene and each of you who is presenting today. If you need to give a little intro to your poem, that's fine. You're welcome to do that. But then please say the title of your poem and then give yourself a byline. Say by your name and the state in which you reside. Then present your poem. And then this is important. Would you please say the end after your final line of poetry? So then we all know when to send compliments your way. Everybody, if you star 6, I think we'll be able to hear the presentations a little better. And if you want to make a comment after someone has presented a poem, you can unmute with star 6 and then mute again until it's your time to talk or if you want to make a comment. And I really appreciate all of that. So we're ready to serve up our poems at this virtual poetry luncheon. And now I think I'm really ready to send the virtual microphone over to you, Marlene. So if you please.
Poetry Luncheon Welcome by Marlene Massad, Virginia. Welcome, everyone, at our delectable retreat. Let's all rise and bring out the feast. A toast is in order to each of our group. Hearty participants who stay in the loop. Greetings to all as we settle in. Beginning with appetizers to awaken our taste buds within. Now crunch our salads. Then comes the vegetables, fresh and plentiful. Entrees, of course, dishes of all kinds. Yes, we have beverages, plentiful as fine wines. No, don't leave the table. You can't be too full. Desserts perfectly complement this meal bountiful. please, everyone, enjoy our tasty retreat. And count it memorable until we next meet. Now, that's the end of the poem, but if I haven't put everyone to sleep, I'd like to express a really heartfelt thanks and appreciation to our awesome poetry team for the absolutely amazing month of creativity, special events, wonderful prompts, absolutely amazing content and food for us on our list. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Marlene, for starting us off with that wonderful welcome poem. And I think you did a very fine job reading from your CCTV at such short notice. So all of us who have used a CCTV at one point or another certainly appreciate your presenting your poem by that method. And we're all here presenting in such a variety of methods, and we certainly appreciate your presentation to start us off. Thank you, Marlene. And now, not only all of you, but I will have a surprise also, because our next presenter, Peter Altschul, is next. And I don't even know exactly what he's going to do next, but Peter, I'm turning over this virtual microphone to you.
Ah, now you can all hear me. Sorry about that.
Yes,
now you can hear me.
Yes.
Thank you, Alice. And Alice and I have been sort of communicating back and forth about me taking part in this activity. And as many of you know, poetry is not my primary form of writing. And so Alice encouraged me to maybe sing something. And I thought, what am I going to sing? And then an idea came across which seems really fitting. And has a sort of indirect connection to what we're theme of this meeting. So I'm just going to sing it, and I hope you find it as meaningful as I do. It's really one of my favorite songs. So here we go. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, of purple mountains' majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Peter. I must tell you all that Peter was trying to give me a clue and was mentioning grains, but I never guessed that one. So it was a wonderful choice, and we thank you for sharing your musical talents with us, Peter. And now our next presenter on our menu is going to be Lisa. And Lisa has a poem for us. So, Lisa, I'm turning this virtual microphone over to you, please. And you all know sometimes there's a little lag for the time for people to unmute. So if you remember when it's your turn, you can maybe unmute a little bit ahead of time. And I'll just tell you while we're waiting for Lisa that Joan, you will be right after Lisa, so if you want to get ready.
Okay. I couldn't get unmuted quite soon enough.
That's okay. I know that happens to the best of us, so you're fine. Thank you, Lisa. Whenever you're ready, you can begin.
Okay. The poem is called Feasting with Our Father, and it's by Lisa Bush, and I'm from Virginia. Let's pause at the Garden of Eden found in poetry and not rush to all the disaster. Let's imagine Father God spreading light into the heavens and onto the earth. How we must have rejoiced to envision, then call us out into the world, like a kid jumping up and down with glee. Let's just sit in that light, the light in its warmth. Describe its color, affect, reflection, times it cheered or steered us. Join with him in cherishing one beauty which is good before moving on to the next. Especially now in this era of fear, take your time. Enjoy God's elation. But don't miss savoring ourselves and each other, his favorite creations. And that is it, the end.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, Lisa. That was beautiful. And after Joan will be our next presenter, and after Joan, Carol, if you want to get ready as well, because you will follow Joan. And I thought Joan was bringing the bubbly for our virtual luncheon, but it turns out that Joan defines bubbly in a different way. So Joan is going to present an acrostic. Joan, if you please.
Thank you, Alice. So, everyone raise your glasses and your hearts. This poem is called Bubbly by Joan Miles. I'm in Oregon. Bright as a sunbeam bursting through the fog, up along the meadow path bounds my faithful dog. Breezy and spirited, buoyant and free, love like a child's embrace, you here with me. Thank you.
Oh, how beautifully presented in such a lovely acrostic. Thank you, Joan. And now we're ready to turn that virtual microphone over to the soup of the day. And Carol is going to start off with our first soup, if you please, Carol.
Thank you, Alice. As you all know, soups never are done, so I was still tinkering with this one today. This is called Alphabet Soup, an acrostic poem by Carol Farnsworth from Michigan. All people need some comfort food, living in these changing times. People long for the normal. Health is an illusion. Agreeing to keep social distance.
Just go back a step, Earl, if you want.
Thank you. Let's see. Each person is longing for that personal touch. That couldn't be right. Okay, I'm going to be the first one. I'm going to start again. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Marissa,
you're fine.
Marissa, you should feel happy. You didn't do this. Okay. All people need comfort food. Living in this world today. People... People long for the normal. Health is an illusion. But wishing for that physical touch, each person wants to feel another. Tabling social encounters. Simple communication is something that means so much. opportunities are daily given. Understanding, caring, and sharing. The psyche that binds us all. The end. Thank goodness.
Well, thank you for your alphabet soup, Carol. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to say a couple of people ahead because I forgot to say that after Carol will be Penny. And so I'm just going to go ahead and remind you that after Penny, Carrie's going to read another soup poem, Onion Soup, and then Linda will follow. So Penny, Carrie, Linda. And Penny, when you're ready, we'll turn the virtual microphone over to you. Penny has a, what I'm calling a side dish on our menu, but, you know, we can all relate to homeschool lunches. So Penny has something for us about homeschool. So Penny, if you please.
Homeschool Blues by Penny Fleckenstein from Pennsylvania. I'm a 10-year veteran of homeschooling. My children have experienced private and public school, too. I joined a group called Loving Education at Home, but was deemed too unchristian to give rides to. I was living with my boyfriend, the father of one of my children, at the time, so I was all alone. My father said I wasn't intelligent enough. My boyfriend said I could do what I wanted, but didn't really approve. I found curriculum and did some of my own material. Math, you see, was vital for the kids and me. Our kids were educated the best I could. Quarterly reports to the school district, and not once was I audited. Yet the lady from Child Protective was incredulous when she found out I was blind. She said to the kids, "How can she homeschool?" We made donuts, took field trips, worked on projects. The rewards of having my children at home with me went beyond what others believe. I never thought I'd see the day when everyone is being homeschooled. I'd be asked by friends, strangers, and family, "Where do your kids go to school?" I'd reply, "They're homeschooled. My kids are with me every day. Why do people have children to be raised by others?" The person would be shocked and gasp, "What do you do for socialization?" "Well, if I want them to learn how to do drugs and bully, I'll send them to school." I'd say, "Yesterday, social distancing and online learning were frowned upon. Today, everyone is doing it." Imagine, Barbara Mandrell would say, "I was homeschooling when homeschooling wasn't cool." The end.
Oh, thank you, Penny. That was quite interesting. Thank you. And now Carrie is going to present Winslow's poem, Onion Soup. And Carrie, when you're ready, please begin. And while we're waiting for Carrie, I'll remind Linda that she is after Carrie. And then it could be that I'm going to do a poem after Linda
Leonard. I'm ready.
Great.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
okay.
Carrie. We're ready
for you.
I'm
sorry. I had forgotten to unmute. That's what happened. I was starting to read. Ay, ay, ay. All right. Here we go. Onion Soup by Winslow Parker. Pancreatitis, he said, after reading the scan results. This after disclaiming that belly pain was difficult to diagnose in the elderly. Liquid diet then pureed, he prescribed. Have you ever tasted pureed green beans? Yeah. Tried this and that, then found Lipton onion soup. Not bad. It's pretty good. Now, after 30 packets, I love it. Look forward to its warmth and savor. I am grateful. The end.
Thank you, Carrie, for presenting that for Winslow. And thank you, Winslow, not only for the onion soup poem, but for all what you've been posting on the Writer's Party line lately. We certainly look forward to and enjoy reading your pieces. And now, of course, we need a salad for our virtual poetry luncheon, and Linda Lambert is bringing us a fine salad. So, Linda, when you're ready, please begin.
I'm ready. This is Preparations for a Virtual Spring Salad by Linda McKinney Lambert, and I'm in the village of Wurttemberg in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. I gather ingredients beneath snow patches in my poker-faced winter garden. Frozen nouns and crystallized verbs that crunch beneath my purple boots. The large blue bowl will hold a plentiful, colorful, virtual spring salad. I slice crisp winter onions mixed with fresh washed adjectives, combine good looking spinach with roasted red peppers and water chestnuts, mix verdant green leaf lettuce with active verbs, must, should, ought to, have to, sliced, rip, and tear tender leaves. Cubed tofu, fried with whole walnuts, drizzled in extra virgin olive oil. Add some piquant words. Here, have a little taste. Sliced organic carrots enhance juicy tomato wedges. Drizzle some succulent sentences over our poetic salad. Cauliflower florets provide contrast between stanzas. I plucked fresh wild mushrooms this morning, included a pinch of fresh oregano and parsley, added a smidge of sea salt and black pepper punctuation. Buttered croutons added texture to the end rinds. Sprinkled lightly with white wine vinegar, enhanced with pimento-stuffed green olives. All for the enjoyment of my cybernetic friends, I offer you my virtual spring salad. It's the poetry of life tossed in a bowl. The end.
Oh, how wonderful. I love that salad. And I thank you, Linda. And I was glad you mentioned the theme of our National Poetry Month for Behind Our Eyes, The Poetry of Life, which was taken from a poem by Carrie Hooper, also in your poem. And after I do my poem, Leonard, you will be next in line. The title of my poem, and I thought that I would include this one because for me, having bread with salad just seems so the thing to eat. So here's a bread poem for all of you, titled The Aroma of Baking Bread by Alice Jane Marie Massa of Wisconsin. I come from a long line of bakers of bread. My older relatives so frequently said, I cannot eat a meal without the piece of pane, bread. I grew up in playing in my grandparents' Lanzoni bakery. On summer days, we went daily, about 7 miles away, to my cousin's Kumba bakery. The breadsticks, the sweet torchetti, and, of course, the loaves of long Italian bread fragranced our car ride home and became our afternoon treat. Good bread needs no butter. At our table, the two most often heard words were manja, manja, eat, eat. Talking with a piece of bread in a gesturing hand was common. A salute to the bread of life and a compliment to the baker. In later years, after the bakeries of my grandfather and my cousins had permanently closed their brick ovens, I needed bread. I made bread, but challah bread that I loved to braid and even photograph before eating. Now, the scent of baking bread brings forth to me the aroma of home. So, I give to each of you a taste of these precious bread memories, and I ask you, at our table, please pass this loaf of bread. Thank you. The end. So now we're going in a little different direction. Again, what I'm calling a side dish. And this one is from Leonard Touchner. And we all need electricity for all of this baking. And I think Leonard's poem is going in that direction. So, Leonard, if you please, we're turning that virtual microphone over to you when you're ready.
Thank you. Well, I don't know what electricity has to do with it. This is Leonard Touchner. The poem's name is Serpent. It's I'm from Virginia. And here we go. Serpent. It is said serpents speak with forked tongue, though perhaps they don't speak as we. Their tongues are organs of discernment. Mayhap they are required to parse the crooked meaning of human words. Heaven and angel, the serpent is, symbol of healing on the doctor's staff. Potent medicines are yin and yang. Death and life rests on a reptile's fangs. Metamorphic kundalini power transforms humans to become a tower, healing the divide between earth and sky. Carnal knowledge surges. From primal ground, it slithers up the tree of life to reach and touches the Elysian sacred seas. The end.
Thank you, Leonard, very much. And We're next going to go to a presentation by Abby. And Abby, the president of Behind Our Eyes, is serving up the entree today. She has a poem about pasta for us and also a surprise song, one of the Dean Martin classics that also has an Italian flair to it. So, Abby, when you're ready, please.
Thank you, Alice. An Italian Meal Without Wine by Abby Johnson Taylor of Wyoming. I love to eat seafood fettuccine Alfredo, taste the shrimp, crabs, scallops in a rich, creamy sauce over a bed of fettuccine noodles. Slurp the noodles into my mouth. Savor the flavor. Garnish it with garlic bread. Chase it down with water. In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool, that's amore. When you walk down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Scusami, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool, that's amore. When you walk down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream and you know you're not dreaming, signore. Scusami, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
That's
amore.
Oh,
the end.
Brava, brava. That was wonderful, Abby. Your poem and your song and your piano playing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Such a delightful afternoon meeting for us. I'm enjoying all of your talents thoroughly. And I thank you all so much. And I'm also appreciative of those individuals, those members who are here in our audience. And I just want to make certain that we acknowledge them and thank them also. Winslow Parker is here. And Winslow, would you like to say anything? I'm sure he's probably having to unmute also. And so maybe John and Deanna, I'll give you the same opportunity. Have I missed anyone else who's in the audience today?
No, nothing for me, except to thank Carrie for a beautiful job of reading.
Thank you so for being here, Willow. And John, how about you?
I'm still here.
Deanna's still there.
Yeah.
Hi, Deanna.
Yeah.
We're glad you're here.
I really don't have anything to say. I just somehow can't touch poetry right now except read it. So thank you all for sharing your hearts and your minds and your spirits with all of us. And keep it up.
Oh, thank you, Deanna. It's always nice to hear your soothing voice over our calls. And, of course, I was going to mention this when Joan was presenting her poem. Annie Chiappetta could not be here today because she's doing an online class right now. But Deanna and Carol, Abby, Leonard, Joan, Lisa, and a few other people as well gathered together last evening for a wonderful reader's workshop. And I know I'm forgetting a few people also, but it was just a wonderful evening. And we're having such a wonderful 30 days of April for our National Poetry Month. So I'm just very, very appreciative in so many ways to so many people of Behind Our Eyes. Now, in our last portion of our menu, you know what comes last? Dessert. So we're going to have first a dessert poem from Rebecca Shields, and then from Carrie Hooper, and finally from Valerie Moreno. So, Rebecca, we're going to turn our virtual microphone over to you when you're ready with your dessert poem.
Okay, I think I'm here.
You are. Good.
This is comes from the love of having my grandchildren. And so they love dessert. And so I decided that I'd kind of think about them as I wrote this. A Perfect Pie by Rebecca Shields of Colorado. Today when I served the apple pie, I realized I'd forgotten the cheese. The grandchildren squealed with delight while they gave me a kiss and a squeeze. They said it looked supreme, even if I didn't have any ice cream. Suddenly, as they were eating, there came songs of cheer. I thought for a second I felt a few tears. Over such a silly mistake, their mouths were full of the dessert I'd worked to make. Oh, Grammy, we love it when you bake. It all brought me to a smile because it had only taken a while. I loved their little song. In their eyes, I'd done nothing wrong. The end.
Oh, thank you very much. That's so sweet. Thank you, Rebecca. And now we're ready for Carrie's own poem, another dessert poem, because you know we all need a choice of desserts. So, Carrie, if you please.
Thank you, Alice. This poem was inspired by a dessert that my mother makes sometimes. And I called it A Heavenly Delight. A Heavenly Delight by Carrie Hooper from Elmira, New York. Small pieces of angel cake, lemon pudding, and Cool Whip create a light and tangy dessert, a heavenly delight right here on earth. The end.
Oh, that's very sweet tasting also. Thank you, Carrie. And again, thank you for your over 20 minutes of lovely piano selections to start us off today.
You're welcome.
Now, I'm going to go to Valerie Moreno for the final choice of dessert. So, Valerie, we're glad you're with us, and we'll turn the virtual microphone over to you.
This is Valerie Moreno. I'm from New Jersey, and this poem is a haiku. It's called Scoop of Hope. In uncertain time, cool, sweet taste enables me to smile again. The end.
I just thought that was a wonderful haiku to end our menu and our virtual poetry luncheon today. And I toast all of you with great gratitude and good wishes, good health, and many, many thanks for your sharing today. I think it's wonderful that we had, during these extraordinary times, good luck with the audio and with this wonderful conference line to be able to share today. I thank you for your extraordinary talents. This has been such a memorable event for me, and I hope for all of you. Marlene had asked about the poems that you all present today, and I said that I would ask each of you to please post your poem that you presented on the writer's party line at your convenience. It doesn't have to be right away, but sometime during this month of April, it would be very nice if you would share your poem on the writer's party line and let people know it was the poem that you shared at the daytime poetry event. And we thank you for that also. Again, I want to give special thanks to all of those who have been posting prompts and who will during the remaining 16 days, and how delightful it has been to read the poems that have come from those prompts. It's been just a wonderful time of reading so many of your writings on the Writer's Party Line during these first just 14 days of National Poetry Month. So I encourage you to keep up this wonderful writing throughout the remaining days of April. Again, I thank you all for your attendance today and participation. I look forward to these remaining days of National Poetry Month, and I think that I will close this meeting, and I will momentarily just remind you a preview of coming attraction next Sunday. Already this coming Sunday on the 19th, we will have one more conference call during National Poetry Month. Carrie Hooper and Linda Lambert will be co-presenting at the usual time of 8 o'clock Eastern. So I hope that all of you will be able to gather again on Sunday evening for that wonderful presentation by Linda and Carrie. Thank you. Good afternoon, and everyone, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Alice. It was
bye-bye.
A great production. Good,
wonderful.
Good job.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Good night. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, Alice. Bye-bye.
Thank
goodbye,
you.
Everybody.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Take care, everyone.